Pan's introduction. I, Pan, god of the woods, god of fertility and of shepherds, narrate this partially fictional account through a mortal for translation into a written text. It is my decision to communicate directly with you now so that you may receive the true, unaltered knowledge of my existence as I have been and always shall be, forever and ever. I care not for your debased sense of human drama, limited as it is to purely physical perception, which requires that you be bludgeoned in every sentence with murder, mayhem, sexual tension, and other such drivel. If these you require to maintain sufficient attention to receive the priceless information contained within my words, listen no further. However, in order to compensate for the possibility that even I may have misestimated the abysmal depths to which you may have descended, I will structure the narrative in the most simplistic theatrical form, that of the daytime television drama or soap opera, so that even you, mere mortal, if you pay diligent attention and do not drift and daze, as you are often wont to do, may comprehend the subtle profundities woven within the tale. My intention is not to help you pass away the moments of your fruitless and purposeless existence with an entertaining divergence, but rather to impart a small part of the wisdom I have accumulated during my brief visitation as a god to the planet Earth. If you seek to know what lies beyond the perceptions of your mortal flesh, listen very carefully. This is a story of how one human, Derek Adapa, departed his body and I salvaged him through my power and benevolence from an oblivious return to inhabit yet another body in the endless cycle of birth, death and rebirth, the common affliction of lost souls on Earth, such as yourself. These words are made available to you, my old friend, on behalf of the gods that are no more. It is for their sake, the great souls now lost, that I am concerned. You yourself may have been among my former friends, the gods who once ruled and roamed the earth, from India and Babylon, from KMT, as Egypt once was called, to Olympus Mount and beyond the bounds defined by men. May my story arouse you to remember who you really are. If so, attend, come, play with me once again.